Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, looky here, boys. There's a new tin horn in town. And who might you be, stranger?
The name's Witax, and I'm the new sheriff in town.
And what makes you so all-fired special, Mr. Witax?
Well, a lot of things, son.
Like what?
Well, like the fact I'm made from advanced thermal polyurethane and acetyl nylon to withstand extremes in heat and cold, as well as ultraviolet light, moisture, and mold.
Ooh, you don't say.
Yes, sir, I do say. Plus, I'm the only one-piece tag with the Surgi Tip Tag Tip for a cleaner incision, faster healing, and better tag retention.
Go on.
And if that isn't good enough for you, I come with the deepest, darkest, 100% pure laser imprinting on the market. It's guaranteed for the life of the animal.
Well, barkeep, how about a drink from my new friend, Mr. Witax here?
This year, ask your livestock products dealer for the new Witax one-piece tagging system from Witax.
President Donald Trump shaking up the stock market and more with his announcement of $50 billion in tariffs potentially against mainland China. He says he wants to level the playing field with the Chinese, especially when it comes to some of the intellectual property rights that they've been stealing from the United States. Agriculture feeling very nervous about what this may entail. There's been reports that soybeans, pork, and grain sorghum may be some of the products that the Chinese will zero in on and impose their own tariffs in retaliation to the Trump tariffs. Ray Starling works for the president in the White House as his agricultural advisor. He contends that the president really is on the side of farmers and ranchers in the international marketplace.
This president and this administration look forward to expanding opportunities for agriculture trade. We are open for business, and our end game, whether we are getting there through formal trade agreement renegotiations, through informal conversations with our partners, whether in opening new markets or in addressing non-tariff barriers that you all know so well, our end game is to create a level playing field where we believe at the end of the day our farmers will be the first to benefit.
Now, the wheat industry trying to be fairly careful in what they say in regards to these tariffs announced by the president, in that they have gotten the ear and the response from the administration in going after the Chinese through the WTO trade process. They believe that's the way to do it instead of perhaps imposing tariffs that can provoke a retaliation. USDA will be releasing their next regular cattle on feed report later on today, 2 o'clock Central Time. Pre-report guesses show 8.2% larger cattle on feed numbers March 1 of this year compared to a year ago, 4.2% bigger placements during the month of February this year compared to a year ago, 1.2% higher marketings than 1 year ago. Cattle on feed numbers expected to once again show growing on feed supplies and bigger placements. The leadership of the Senate Agriculture Committee have ruled out major changes in the food stamp program during remarks at a foreign policy conference, effectively rejecting big cuts in the anti-hunger program even before House Ag Committee Chairman Michael Conaway can write them into his committee's version of the farm bill. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts warning that Congress must move briskly with a bipartisan farm bill or lose the chance to pass a bill at all this year. He says he's working with his ranking member, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, to try to come up with a bipartisan bill that can pass. You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.